Everybody, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, coming to you with another one of my leadership podcasts. This is another one in the series that I had started, and there are times you probably wonder, why would I write about bridges and tunnels and walls and colors? Well, today I'm going to be talking about keys, and each one of these is really, really good for you to go back and listen to, that you can listen to it as the podcast, or you can watch it on my YouTube channel. Under Robert DiGiacomo and subscribe, but you'll see some really awesome YouTube videos there. But today's title, what keys are you carrying to unlock the locks of your life? Now, what comes to mind when you think of keys? What picture or pictures does your conscious mind bring forth from your subconscious mind? How many different types of keys can you name? How many keys do you have? How many different types of keys do you have? So it's like, how many keys do you have and how many different types of keys do you have? What destiny do you carry these keys for? What locks do you control? And for what purpose do you control them? Are the locks rusty? Even though you have the key, does it imply that you are authorized or have it, authorized to have it, or even have authorization to use it? So there's a twofold there. Are you authorized to even have the key? And furthermore, are you authorized to use the key? Now, one would surmise that if you had the key, you'd be allowed to use it. But sometimes we get our hands on keys that maybe we aren't really supposed to have. And have you ever lost any of these keys and found yourself between the proverbial rock and a hard place? Do you sometimes find yourself searching aimlessly in the hopes that the key to your situation will appear? Are you totally digital and the electronic key is your key to moving forward? You know, these are really some great questions, and I don't know if you've really ever thought about this, but I was listening to a story the other day about the keys to the kingdom. You know, it's a little bit of a religious thing, but the keys to the kingdom. And so I started to think about this, and I started to ask all of these questions of myself. And then I started to ask myself, well, how many keys can I come up with? And here's a few that I came up with. There's the Florida keys. There's answer keys. There's, of course, the car keys. And, of course, those of you that are driving the new modern cars, you don't have a key anymore. It's kind of like a keyless situation, but you still have to carry something. Then, of course, there are skeleton keys, which open everything. And then there's the DNA, RNA keys. That has to do with you. And there are security keys. There are key cards. There's your mobile device with the apps that you have on it that actually serve as keys. And if you've been to any of the modern hotels now, you can use your mobile device to open your hotel room door. I don't know how good or bad that is, but and then of course there's your eyeballs that you can use as keys, because there are things that scan your retinas and unlock locks. Then there's facial recognition. I've already mentioned car keys, and there's cryptography keys. These are keys that solve special codes that are out there. And of course, there's the computer keys that are right in front of me here as I'm speaking to you. And then there's a very famous key out there. It's called a key, which really stands for a kilo of drugs. There's the key to the situation. And then there are keys that unlock the brain. You know, the history of keys started at about the same moment when the first locks appeared, back in ancient Babylon and ancient Egypt, some 6,000 years ago. And people wanted the ability to safeguard their possessions and store them in places where nobody else could get access to them, even back then. The next evolution of keys came in ancient Rome, where the engineers and inventors managed to greatly improve upon the designs of the Egyptians. And the design continued to be used for another 17 centuries after the fall of Rome. And eventually the modern flat key was first introduced by Linus Yale, both senior and junior, back in the 1800s. And that's where we evolved into the modern age and beyond, limited only by that of the imagination. Necessity, after all, is the mother of invention. So locks and keys have managed to infuse themselves into every aspect of our lives. We see them everywhere, and we use them all the time. I don't think a day goes by that you don't have an interaction with some kind of a key or some kind of a lock. But as I thought further about this, I remembered back to the early days of my childhood when I used to watch a children's TV show called Captain Kangaroo. And the show always started with Captain Kangaroo coming into view, shaking his large key ring. I can still hear the, it's amazing how the mind just opens locks and keys. But I can still hear the sound as the show is starting up, as he's walking in, jingling his keys, the jangle. The song that went with that. And what was interesting is that every key that he carried on that key ring opened up a lock to some sort of an adventure that we would undergo during that TV show. So again, I'm actually hearing it as I was typing this and producing this podcast or this video blog. Now, every key on his key ring had a specific use, and it would be ridiculous to carry around a bunch of keys that had no use. And yet, how many of us do indeed have keys on our key ring that no longer have a use? Now, come on, be honest here. Don't some of us feel empowered by the fact that we get to carry all the keys? I mean, I can remember back, and I knew people who, the more keys they had on their key ring hanging from the belt, the more empowered they felt because they had the key. But more so than those who carry less. And yet when it comes to modern keys, less may indeed be more. And that may indeed prove dangerous. And then I started thinking of the movies and TV shows of castles, dungeons, and Western shows where the doors and jail cells all had these big keys. How often have you found yourself in one of these situations where you were looking for or hoping that the key you had would open these doors in your mind? I mean, there's even a modern TV show that was created with a plot about keys that would open up many dimensions that would include both heaven and hell. Where have we evolved to? Of course, I don't watch those shows, but just imagine where the mind goes. Well, I suppose the first question that we really need to ask, now that I've gone through all of this preliminary information, is to that of why do we have keys? Of course, the obvious answer is that we have keys to give us access to that which we hold sacred and must secure. The other side of that is that others have keys to keep things secure so that we don't gain access. It's based on permission. It's based on protection. It's based on the fact that each level of access may require and will require another key to get to the next level. In other words, depending upon what we are involved in, we will either limit the access we have or give us access that others won't have. So the next thing is to ponder on the different types of locks that are out there. And I'm sure you've experienced many different types of locks in your life, depending, of course, on how old you are. I have seen very tiny ones that are really just for show, as they are so easy to break. Then I remember the different combination locks that we used during my school days. It was so difficult. If you didn't get it just right, you had to go back and start and clear the mechanism. And then there are many different types of locks that require keys. And I would be remiss to leave out the modern technology devices such as the iPhone and other such devices that require codes to open. And the evolution of these devices, which allow for thumbprint access or facial recognition, that will allow you to simplify the gaining of access to said devices. I would be remiss to say that from the earliest of times right up to today, that there are always people whose sole purpose is to figure out a way to bypass and defeat these devices, ranging from crooks, burglars, to today's modern hackers. Some do this for sport, others do so for financial gain. So what, if anything, does this have to do with leadership? One would not normally think and take things in that direction, but let me state that all the laws of leadership and science, for that matter, are like locks and keys. As an example, enzymes require catalysts and vice versa. And the more we study about DNA, we realize that each step required a key of some type to open up to those new levels. Leadership laws are like the keys that unlock individuals to successively move in the direction of success. Leadership laws work in steps, and as you succeed at each level, you may say that a larger lock appears, or that of a smaller one, that once unlocked will yield the outcomes of said unlocking. Now, here is the most important part of my story today. I'm speaking about leadership and not management. There are many keys out there today to help you with this. There are seminars, webinars, mastermind groups, and the list goes on. But these are all locks waiting to be unlocked. What is needed, of course, are the keys to do the unlocking. And to accomplish this, you need a locksmith. Who is the locksmith, you may be wondering? Well, that locksmith is someone we call a coach. Yes, that's right, a coach. Now, too many of us think we don't need one. Too many of us think we can do all on our own. I want you to think back to your early days in school. Did you have a teacher in the room? Of course you did. The purpose of a coach is not to bring you the answers, but to draw the answers out of you. So you see, the coach serves as the locksmith that helps you to find the right key and cause you to action the opening of the lock or locks so that you can get to that next level. Sort of the lifting of your lid, so to speak. So my call to action for you today is to consider getting with a coach. If you used to have one, then try one again for the first time. If you've never had a coach, then now would be a great time to do so. It's part of what is required as we move through these days of the now or new normal. So for more information, feel free to reach out to me and let's schedule what we refer to as a discovery meeting. There's no charge for this. You know that this is the first key to unlocking your future that is indeed waiting. My motto of Destiny Road is that the road to your destiny awaits. You may be wondering where my motto of Destiny Road comes from. Well, my business is called Intentional Growth Coaching. And the motto is Destiny Road because the road to your destiny awaits. There are many locks out there waiting for you to find that key and unlock. Or you may be wandering around with a key that you're not sure what you're supposed to do with. Well, there's a lock out there waiting for that key that you have. So feel free to reach out to me. My email is intentionalgrowth@icloud.com. Or you can reach out to me at https://. And the address is www.advisorycloud.com/profile/RobertDiGiacomo. Now, those of you that will be seeing this as part of a YouTube video, you'll actually be able to click on those links at the end. But if you're hearing this as a podcast, then you just have to go back. Well, here's a thought. Why not unlock a lock and because you have a key and go to my YouTube channel at Robert DiGiacomo, and the link will be there waiting for you. So that's it for today. We're anticipating a hurricane here in about the next 24 hours. And so I wanted to make sure I got this done before the power goes down. And feel free to go back and look at the other leadership videos that I created and podcasts dealing with bridges and tunnels, walls and colors. And today's segment is all about keys and locks. You have been empowered. Go get them. All the best. Make it a great, wonderful, significant rest of your day. Bye for now.